Welcome to day 80 of Happier People Podcast, here with me, Jerry Banfield. Today, would you like to hear about letting go of death? Letting go of the belief in death is one of the most powerful transformation experiences I've been through. And it causes people to come up and have a different reaction to me. For example, when I was talking to a lady the other day, she's looking at me and she says, "You know, there's something different about you when I look at you." And what I often think people mean is they see that I'm not scared, that there's not that fear of death that's behind it, that I feel truly liberated and free. Now, this is the same thing you see when you look at a child. So what I will do with you in this video is share with you my experience, both believing in death and then letting that go. I hope this will be really, really helpful for you because I want to give you, pass on what has already been given to me. I want you to have a life filled with abundance today, a life that is magical and full of joy. So this is the best I've come up with to help with that today. Let's talk about death and show how powerful this is in life, and then I'll show you exactly what worked for me to get released from death based on simply following suggestions by others. When I was in third grade, so I was about 10 years old, my grandfather passed away. And I loved my grandfather when I was a baby. He used to throw me up in the air and I'd stay up late and wait for him to come home. And I loved Grandpa. Grandpa was awesome. And then Grandpa died. And I remember the moment I was sitting, kind of laying down on a couch, reading a book. And I remember the moment I started believing in death. I realized, oh my God, Grandpa died. Therefore, I must be able to die. And then I started getting scared. Oh my God, I can die? And life suddenly seemed like it had this horribleness to it. I remember the utter terror and fear I felt sitting there on the couch in third grade reading a book and realizing that I could die. And I remember lots of times in my adult life just screaming in bed at night by myself and being horribly afraid of dying. I remember having all these twisted fantasies when I was a police officer of dying, where you'd just the kind of things you see on TV. You do a traffic stop, guy comes out and shoots you. And my life used to have death twisted all up in everything. When you see someone who's truly happy and free, in my experience, it's usually a person who's not afraid of dying. And this even goes right till the end of life. You see people who have dignity and grace as they're going to pass away. I had a friend that he was in his 70s. He had cancer and he just died last year. And you see, he had dignity and grace the end of his life. He wasn't sitting there mad and frustrated. How dare life do this to me? He had some dignity and grace. He made the most of the days he had left and passed on gracefully. And that comes when you don't have a fear of death. And when you don't have a fear of death, it's hard to fear anything else. Why fear the mortgage payment not going through? Why fear running out on money? You're an immortal being who has forever. So without the fear of death, life is pretty easy to face. It's the fear of death that makes everything difficult. And I often got so to the point of being afraid of death, I simply wanted to get it over with. Let's just experience this whole death thing. Let's just die. Let's just die and let me just get into it. So I often went around with this huge fear of death, and yet I had this huge desire to actually experience and go through death. I remember I used to jump in the pool, and as soon as my head went underwater, there'd be this thought there, this is what it's going to be like when you die. And then the terror would come up. And then so I just got to the point I didn't like jumping and going under the water in the pool anymore because I didn't want to think about what it was going to be like when you die. So I, at one point, then I was literally killing myself with all the horrible things I was putting in my body, just gallons of vodka and rum and all the foods I was eating in my mind. I had one night where I saw ghosts and I saw my dead grandfather and father and his father. And I've heard from other people that as you get closer to death, you start actually getting visited by the dead. It's almost like a little welcoming committee, like, hey, you're going to come back and join us. You know, here's a little previewer. And that motivated me, like, wow, I really am going to die. I'm going to get to actually experience death or no more. So that actually, I was so afraid of dying that it motivated me, well, I better get my life together. I better stop drinking. I better do whatever it takes to stop drinking. I better start eating better. And finally, I got so close to death that my fear of death kicked in and actually saved my life. But then it came back to the same problem. Once my life was better, I wasn't poisoning and killing myself on a daily basis. That fear of death started to become right in my face. For a lot of us as adults, our fear of death operates in the background. So the person in traffic who's just tenses, I'm going to get out of my way, you know, and the car's zooming by and the people at work, the boss is giving you a hard time. And a lot of us just work with this fear of death in the background. So it's not like right up in your face, like, oh my God, I'm going to die. It's not like right up in our face. It's kind of this background tension. And you're trying to, I'm going to stay really busy all day. I'm going to just work. I'm going to work all day and stay busy. And then I won't have time to think about death. I'm not going to have time to think about death because I'm going to be working and doing so much that death's not even going to have time for me today. I have a family member. They got this nearly fatal cancer. And they were telling us, I don't have time to die. I got stuff to do. I don't have time to die, which is a ridiculous thing when you think about it. Time to die, it doesn't even make sense. So what started happening with me, as I started living a healthier life, this fear of death started to come right in my face. As I started to face all of and go through the process of confession and healing, and my fear of death started to look me right in the face. And I'd be walking around thinking, well, what am I going to do if my wife dies? Well, what am I going to do if my mom dies? And after months of not poisoning myself with alcohol anymore, and months of trying to read the self-help books, practice healing, instead of all these background problems like finances and all these things that normally occupy our minds, my fear of death came out of the background and it stepped right into the foreground. Almost like, here I am, you better respect me or else. And so I was reading this book called The Miracle of Mindfulness by Thich Nhat Hanh, who was a Buddhist monk. And he was writing this letter to all the Buddhist monks back in, I think it was Vietnam where he lived, and I think this was during the war era. And he wrote this letter to them talking about how to be a good Buddhist monk. So I got recommended to read that. So I'd been reading The Miracle of Mindfulness by Thich Nhat Hanh, and it says in it, Buddhist monks do a meditation on death. And I went through and read the listens technically to the whole how you do the meditation on death. So one day when I went to step into the shower, here comes the death thing. What if your wife dies? You know, like the Grim Reaper coming up, like trying to tell me what to do, leading, what if your wife dies? Now, normally what I would do is just run from that thought. Oh no, my wife's not going to die. No, she's taking good care of herself and I'm working really hard and my wife's not going to die. And normally I'd just run away from that and start thinking, this time I got in the shower and I said, let's go. Let's go. What if my wife dies? What then? And then it comes around like, oh, well, that the Grim Reaper's like, well, that didn't work. What if you die? What about you dying? And that to me was the real fear. Like, whoa, what about me? Whoa, not me. No, not me. Me, that's not fair. No. So instead of running away from that, or I'd tried to face it lots of times as an adult, but if you're kind of sick and just, and your life's a disaster, it doesn't even almost help. You have to kind of get a little bit better and get some help and some love and support before you can really face things lots of times. So this time, I stood my ground and I said, yes, what if I die? Let's look at that. What's it going to look like when I die? What's it going to look like? So instead of turning around and fleeing in terror, I stopped and I said, yes, Let's picture this. I'm going to use this mind I've got. We are going to run the Picture Jerry Dead simulation here. We're going to go through it in painful detail, just like Thich Nhat Hanh recommended his monks do for a Buddhist meditation. And so I said, all right, well, let's start. Where's the corpse? Let's picture, oh, a heart attack. I'm dead. All right. Let's picture the body. The body's laid out. There's my dead body. Maybe it looks like it does today. Maybe it's a lot older. But there's my dead body. Completely dead. All, that's it. Done. Everything else is finished. Here comes the wife or the family or the kids. Oh my God, Jerry's dead. Jerry's dead. Oh no. And then picture everyone crying and the body getting carried out and stuck in a funeral home for viewing. Oh, look, there's Jerry's dead body. Except maybe I'd be made up nice, like, or something like that. So at the, and I pictured it, okay, at the funeral home, everyone's viewing, oh no, Jerry's dead. And then, all right, we're going to move that in from the funeral home. I set my will up to be cremated. So let's roll the body on over, shovel it into the oven there. Now let's start the flames up. There goes the whole body up in flames. It's burning, it's burning. Oh, the smell of it. Picture, think of the smell, that burning flesh inside the incinerator, the hair, everything, the teeth, the bones, even going up the fire is so hot. And then by this point in the shower, because that's a good time to meditate, right? In the shower, I'm thinking about this and I'm just sobbing. No, it's not fair. I don't want to die. And I mean, I'm making this kind of funny now because it's 2 years later. But this was really hard. I was like, I don't want to die. I'm all home by myself. My wife's at work, like, and I'm at home. And then but I continued thinking about him. Like, let's see what it looks like for this body to die. And then that wasn't enough. The Grim Reaper's like, well, that didn't work. How about throw your wife in there? Throw your mother in there. And then I remembered my father who's already died and that he went through this process, except there was no viewing at the funeral home. He just got straight stuffed in the incinerator and there we go. And now mom's got his ashes at home. So I thought of all that. Think about dad burning and your wife burning and, you know, then just everyone you love, let's throw them all in the incinerator, burn them all up. And by this point, I just cried and cried. And I just cried, and I had to sit down in the shower because I was crying so hard. I was bent over and, you know, I was crying so hard, I finally just sat down for safety. I didn't want to slip and break a leg and then actually die in the shower right then and there. So I sat down and just cried, oh, no. And then the miracle happened. All of a sudden, my mind couldn't take it anymore. And normally, I just talked to a family member last night and they said, you know, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, my mind's just thinking one thing after another, after another, after another. Well, you give the mind enough to think about and it eventually is liable to stop. So this stopped my mind. It eventually got to the point it couldn't take it anymore. You know, the wife and all the family and the friends getting rolled into the cremator and burned up. It stopped. It just said, enough. Enough. And it shut up. And my mind, I stopped thinking. So I'm sitting there in the shower. The water's all over me. I'm bare butt right on the tile. And I'm just sitting there. Crying and not thinking about anything. No thoughts at all, just sitting there. And then it was like being reborn. Here I just experienced what it was like to die. It almost seemed ridiculous, like here I am taking a shower. Like I just went through all the worst fears and things and I'm taking a shower. Like I'm sitting in here, the water's falling down on me. I'm taking a shower. I am alive. I'm not dead. I am actually alive. And I just looked around and it felt like being reborn. So a lot of what I hear in spiritual transformations, it's like a laughing revelation or a laughing fit. Sometimes there'll be workshops I hear. I've never been to one. But there'll be someone speaking and someone in the background will just, I guess, suddenly have revelation or enlightenment or just get it. And they will just go off laughing. I remember one of Eckhart Tolle's things I was listening to. There was this lady that you could hear her laughing in the background for like 30 minutes. Like, she's just... Now, she was far enough away from the mic, but you could just hear her when he stopped speaking, her laughing in the background, and I think Eckhart Tolle mentioned it. But that's what I had. It suddenly seemed so ridiculous that I was alive after facing all these grim images. I'm sitting there like, this is just absurd. I'm taking a shower right now. There's water running. There's water inside this building. How cool is that? If you've seen Bad Boys 2, it was kind of like when Martin Lawrence gets that ecstasy pill and he's like rubbing the Will Smith's couch. You ever just rub your leather? Oh, this couch, Mike. And so, to me, what a lot of us look for is simply that state of no thinking. So, out of that state of no thinking comes, like, all the love and joy in the universe. So, I suddenly sat there in the shower, and my fear of death just left. After having faced it, after having lived through it, what was there left to be afraid of? I know exactly what it looks like. Roll me into the cremator, turn the flame on... And what you can see is I'm not actually dead, that I've separated from the body, that my soul bonded and created this body, and when it's done with it, it will leave. And then you've got a whole different reality. You're no longer a body stuck in this world, victim of your parents messing around. You're an immortal soul who purposefully bonded with this body, who chose to come in here, and who can't die. And then you get this sense when you go through and experience the fear of death, you return to that childlike wonder. I used to wonder, why do people like babies so much? You see in the baby's eyes, they're not afraid of dying, which obviously causes some problems. My daughter doesn't have a sense that she could, you know, fall off the edge of something and whack her head and that'd be it. Like, she's fearless. She's starting to respect her limitations, but you see she's not afraid of death. She has a clear, angelic, pure look in her eyes. And you can tell when a kid has started to become afraid of death, there's this change that happens to them. And to me, most of the adults, the people that inspire us, that you love, I would guess that we, they, us, have in common that facing that fear of death and moving through it. And once you've done that, you have complete freedom from the world. So what? All these other problems seem in their place truly trivial. So what if the bills don't get paid this month? It'll get figured out. It's not to say you don't go plan. It's not to say, in fact, I've taken better care in planning of my bills than ever since this happened. But it doesn't have the heaviness. It doesn't have that death fear to it. Like, well, if I don't get the bills paid, I'm just gonna die. Life has this light-hearted approach. The word used for this in religious transformations often is called revelation. When you face your fear of death and you see that really it's an illusion. I started believing in death in third grade. What did I believe in before that? All I knew before that was eternal life. Up until 10 years old, that was all I knew. Was eternal life. I did not have a belief that things died. Now I understood life changes. I understood that you might move from one house to another, that mom or dad might act different from day to day, but I didn't have any belief in dying. And to me, it seems today, the whole death idea is ridiculous. You can't spot it. It's like a criminal that goes around and you find the bodies, but you never spot death itself. And that's because it doesn't exist. There is no death. There's simply change. And if you look into the phenomenon of near-death experiences, you'll find a lot more into this. But if you look into your religion, if there's a religion you're familiar with, it likely will have something in the context of revelation. Or nirvana, and that once you see that you don't die, this goes into a state where you don't want anything. Because when you believe in death, you need things to fill you up, you need to be made better, you essentially need salvation from death. Well, once you face your experience, once you face death, then you no longer need salvation. You've been given it. So if you want salvation, all you need to do is face your fear of death. And I share this with you today so I don't forget it. Because when so much of the rest of the world believes in death, it's easy. If I don't remember the gifts I've been given, if I don't share them with you, it's easy. I could take on the belief in death again. And sure, in the big picture, it's no big deal because I'll be relieved of that at some point. Again, this makes life beautiful because all there is in life is love and joy. All the pain and misery and cruelty that you see, they all fade away and are forgotten. And you get a sense once you face your fear of death how much cruelty and pain and suffering and misery you've forgotten. I've forgotten an eternity of that already, and all I have right now is the love, peace, and joy of living. Now, one of the coolest things is I actually made a video right after this happened to me, and it's been pretty well received, and what I'm going to do is watch this video here with you. Now, if you're listening to the audio version of this, I'm going to end the podcast here, but I encourage you to go look for the look at the same YouTube or Facebook if you want. You can find the video on YouTube. The video on YouTube is called How I Found Happiness in Life by Seeing Beyond and Into Death. So my exercise today as a part of Happier People podcast is to remember what I've learned because I learned to believe in death. So if I don't remember that I unlearned that, I'm vulnerable essentially to learn it again. To take on again a new belief in death. So that's why I share this with you. I want to remember what I've already learned. And in remembering it, share, give you the chance that Thich Nhat Hanh and Eckhart Tolle and all the people who helped me experience this, I want to be a part of helping you experience this as well. Because really, when you get into seeing beyond death, the whole time thing gets broken down. I can live everyone's life everywhere. I have all of eternity. Once you really comprehend that, I have time to live your life, live mine again, live everyone's, everything. There is no time. I'm free, I'm immortal, I can do anything and everything in all the universe, which gives me a lot of motivation. I want to share and help you have the best life because I might have to live your life next. So I want you to have a really good life. I want you to have an awesome life so that when I live your life next, it'll be really good. And some deep level almost with these things, it's like you remember having created this. I realize someday I may see this or hear this and not remember creating it, whether it's in this body or another. So there's some really cool things that happen after transcending the fear of death. My exercise, remember this today. As I go about my day, handling the normal daily things, paying bills, doing work, seeing my family, remember this in the context of my day. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of Happier People Podcast. I'm grateful you're here, and I will end the podcast now, but we'll keep